Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
This week we're looking at some of the differences in help-seeking behaviour between men and women, and some of the things that we might consider about when we seek help and how we seek help. Recent report from Lifeline actually found that from Lifeline phone counselling actually found that women sought help twice as often as men, both in the city and in the country, when it came to phone calls to the Lifeline phone counselling line. And research actually suggests that across a variety of issues, men are much less likely than women to actively seek help for depression, substance use issues, physical difficulties and disabilities, and also the experience of stressful life events like fire and flood and trauma. And that where men do seek help, they're much, much more likely to delay that help-seeking behaviour, to sit with the issue for a much longer period of time and actually put help-seeking, whether that be seeing a counsellor, seeing a doctor, getting a checkup, much, much lower on their priority list than women do. And unfortunately, this can and does actually lead to a greater incidence of premature death for men, something that really needs to be considered, again, both sides of the sexuality fence. So why does this occur? So primary reasons why men are less likely to seek help are that help-seeking has been socialized, that men have been given some pretty pervasive messages about their own masculinity and the role of help-seeking in that. Unfortunately, some members of society see help-seeking as a sign of weakness as opposed to a sign of strength, therefore something which is less masculine to do. There's a greater importance placed on being able to solve our own problems rather than actually seeking kind of help from others. And a desire to want to be in control and to be able to manage situations, and that being all of these things being tied really, really closely to our picture of what it is to be a man and how men should, and I say that with a sense of irony, be in the world. So how has this actually happened? So for a lot of people, this has happened very, very gradually and softly as experiences that they've had with our culture, with the messages that they've been given by other men in their lives, by culture and by family often, about what it means to be a man. And this has actually developed a bit of a picture for a blueprint for how to be a man in the world, which is then informs how decisions are made or not made. For a couple of reasons, this is a really, really important issue. It means a lot to our families, and there's a lot of information to absorb and a lot of ways to consider what this might mean for our families and for our young people. So we'll take another look at this next week on Mind Games.